Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Listening to Doug Steffen's Good Day with Jay Kirshner and Doug Steffen, a man who's never met a cow he didn't like.
Putting them cars together good, and I got me a car that was made on Wednesday. On Wednesday. If you're going to buy yourself a new car, you just better hope you're lucky enough to get one made on Wednesday.
Buy a new car. Get one that's made on Wednesday. Good idea. And today would be the day. So you can go to your local dealer and say, I want to know what was made a month ago today or 2 months ago today, whatever it is. Although the car dealers are on our bad list because the folks at GM and Honda mostly, but Ford's in on it as well, a couple of other car makers who are working hard to get AM radios out of their cars and their trucks to the point, I think I went over this the other day, Jay, right? How much money had been spent by the car manufacturers on lobbyists, millions as it turns out, hundreds of thousands by each of the companies, although I think GM and Honda spent a couple million to try to keep AM. What's the matter with them? What do they think they're going to gain by taking AM radio, unless they don't want to sell cars to people who are over the age of 40, let's say? I don't know. I wonder sometimes.
Rural areas where AM radio is kind of a safety measure.
Yep. No, it's the thinking of people who are young bean counters that are running a lot of companies now. This is exciting. Look, we got a 40-year-old general manager, a 42-year-old CEO, and they're so smart, they're going to lead the way. Well, they may have good ideas and new ideas, but there's nothing good about the idea to take AM radios out of cars. So, especially given the resistance to buying an electric vehicle, which is rampant among all ages, depending on the part of the country that you live in. And so, I understand. I don't really get it, but then that's me. I'm Doug Steffen. That's me. And then there's Jay Kirshner over there. That's her. She's got a her. What do you put behind your name? You don't do that, but her, she, and they.
What if I buy my name? Like the junior, senior, second, third, fourth?
No.
I'm an original.
No, I know you are. That's why you're here. Hello. Yay for Jay. That's a good new slogan, by the way. Write that down, James, would you please? Yay for Jay. Yes.
Yep.
Whose behavior is above and beyond reproach. She's motivated well. She has ability. She has promptness when we need to get on the air on time. She's there. She's got a personality. And I was thinking, where am I going with all of this? Behavior. Think about your behavior and who learns from what you do. If you are, the other day when I was driving in Los Angeles on the way to my son's house, this guy in an Audi was driving up La Cienega Boulevard, and he was passing to the left, to the right. He almost went up on the sidewalk, and he was just charging through. And I looked over because he had to stop at a red light, and there are two little kids in the back of the car. What do you think they're learning watching their father? And this goes to those people who drive like that. If you have children in the car, what do you think they're learning? Never mind you're endangering them driving like a maniac, but what are they learning?
Oh, whatever words he is saying, they are definitely learning those words and phrases.
Yeah. What are you, that's behavior stuff, much as anything else. All right. So now we have 10 past the hour. The total eclipse and where it occurs and how to see it. The air that you breathe in the Ohio Valley today is going to be moist and the winds will be strong. I'm looking at the results of this storm that blew up through the Ohio River Valley, not where you are, because you're not in the Ohio River Valley. It's over toward West Virginia and moving up that way from Kentucky. But there were a dozen homes that were damaged on the West Virginia side. There are thousands of customers who are without power at the moment. Last night, this powerful system of thunderstorms, damaging winds, dangerous hail, and there are some tornadoes that came out of it as well, with the weather. So the Office of Emergency Management went to work and trying to help. Well, this is, you know, that's what they do. FEMA kind of does okay in some places and not in others, but this storm system
is a big storm leaving. Style.
Yeah, it sure is. And it started actually yesterday afternoon in Tennessee, or yesterday morning, in fact, and then it moved up again. The Ohio River Valley, feeds pretty much from, I think, Pittsburgh down into the Mississippi, if I remember my geography. But the most significant threat for tornadoes, at least to this point this year, in Kentucky, actually over on the Indiana border. But most of Ohio hasn't, you know, you don't have the threat because of where you are. But those who are in southern Ohio have to deal with the tornado watch. Anyway, so hopefully people are doing A-okay out of that. Now, so when all of that system clears out, we have this total solar eclipse next week. And so if you are, I don't know how you prepare. I guess that would be my question, for the sky to go dark in the middle of the day. I don't know if we have a timing sequence here or not. I know where it's going across, but I think it's 11 o'clock somewhere around there. It starts in Mexico about 11 o'clock Pacific time, and then it goes out on the tip of Newfoundland at 5 o'clock their time, which is naval daylight time. I think that's what they, and what does the N stand for? It's Eastern Daylight Time, and then it's whatever it is, it's the next hour over. So the NASA website is the best place to go to prepare yourself. I don't know whether I'm talking about this too much now, but I think it's kind of exciting. I think people are excited about it. So yeah. Starting in the United States, at least down in Texas, from there it travels through Oklahoma and Arkansas and Missouri and Illinois and Kentucky and Indiana, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New York, Vermont, New Hampshire, and up in Maine. And so it sort of wraps itself around the country, in the world in a rather interesting way. So the most important part of all of this, for those of you who want to watch it, is to, if you're lucky enough to be in the path, a couple of things you need to know before turning your eyes to the sky. I'm trying to say this in different ways each day. The moon blocks the sun all completely for like 4 minutes or so. It is not safe to look directly at the sun without these specialized eyeglasses.
Mm-hmm.
You view the sun through a camera lens, maybe, or binoculars, or a telescope. All right?
I think even if you're not wearing the safety glasses and you look through your phone or look through a telescope, it could still cause damage.
Oh, does it? Okay, so I shouldn't tell people to do that then. It's those glasses, the kind of infrared, they're orange, right, aren't they, or yellow or something?
Ours are like tint. Really, really dark. Yeah, ours, the tint is like, it's so dark that you put them on inside even, and you can't see anything.
Mm-hmm. So just to be smart, prepare yourself. There will not be another occasion when the United States sees a solar eclipse, a total one like this, until August of 2044, it looks like. And isn't it amazing we keep saying that the people at NASA figure all this stuff out, right?
Well, there is total solar eclipse every 18 months. It's just Earth is massive. So the last time we had a total solar eclipse was in 2017, but that was nothing compared to this one because the moon was a little bit farther away than it's going to be this time. So what's so special about this one is there's a wider path of, like, millions more people get to see this one. It's going to be longer. It's going to actually last for more time, and more of the sun is going to be covered. The sun's flares are, it's going to be like a more active sun where you can see all these different things kind of coming out of it. It's just going to be a way more of a show.
It's a show. It's showtime, folks. 16 after the hour on the Good Day program. So this is the last week the last opportunity for you to go to Ohama. There I am again. Ohama, Obama, Omaha. Omaha. That's it. The Omaha steak thing is going on. It's not the Obama steak sale. It's not the Obama Llama steak sale. It's the Omaha steak sale. OmahaSteaks.com/Doug to get 50% off all the things they have that will make your mouth water. You'll love this good stuff. Have you gotten it yet? Those of you who got on board earlier last month and have received your big shipment, got enough to last for the summertime, right? Till the next 50% off sale. They try to do this every 6 months or so. It's a semi-annual thing. They give you the opportunity to stock up. So stock up. Why not? OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. Get 8 free Omaha Steak burgers with select packages. Actually, the select packages are, interestingly enough, about everything that they have. So help yourself to all the savings and all the yum. Yummy, 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 good things for your tummy. Omaha Steaks. There are a number of, they have 20-some-odd entrees, I think. They have sides, they have desserts, all that good stuff. So two opportunities for big savings this week. OmahaSteaks.com/Doug. That's one of them. And the other one that I told you about yesterday that just started this week, the MyPillow opportunity. Hundreds of products in their catalog that you can see by going to MyPillow.com. The bed, they even sell mattresses now, dog beds, that kind of stuff. The mattress protectors, deep discounts. As a matter of fact, pretty much everything is $25, right? Look in there and see the down comforters that are $25, couch cushions that are $25, mattress toppers, the slippers, the towels, the dream sheets, all of that stuff, everything on sale right now while they last at $25. All right, you got it? $25. This is kind of an amazing offer. It's not going to last very long, so you better order it now. You can do the same thing. Go to MyPillow.com. You won't, if you go to OmahaSteaks.com, you won't be able to order any MyPillows, but you can order the MyPillow stuff. MyPillow.com, DS is the promo code. DS at MyPillow.com.
People who come to Cricket stay with Cricket, just like our customer Paul.
I run a farm with my family, and thanks to Cricket 5G, I know they can reach me, even when I'm out walking our dog Valentine.
Good dog, Valentine. Big nationwide 5G. Get fast 5G on 4 lines for only $25 per month each. Smile. You're on Cricket.
Real customer pay for testimonial. Discounts vary per line. Cricket 5G requires a compatible device and is not available everywhere. Fees, terms, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
I'm a waitress, so I know the difference between regular shoes and Skechers slip-resistant work shoes. Skechers slip-resistant work shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera.
Thanks.
While regular shoes make my job go like this. Here's your pasta primavera. Whoa! And that difference is why I wear Skechers slip-resistant work shoes to keep me safe on my feet. Plus, they're easy to clean and have Skechers exclusive air-cooled memory foam for comfort throughout my shift. Get America's number one selling work shoe at Skechers.com, a Skechers store near you, or wherever work shoes are sold.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hi. Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now. This is a Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, and our ears and our eyes turn in terms of social media. What's trending? The top 10 celebrity list is out for today, and pretty much on the top of the list is Taylor Swift, who has hit a milestone thanks to the Eras Tour. She's got a big song catalog that's being revived in a manner of speaking, and other things are going on that put her in a certain league. What is the, remember the old baseball movie, A League of Their Own? Mm-hmm. All those women there. I wonder how many other women are in this same league as Taylor Swift is. I will report back to you in a moment as to what status she has achieved right after this.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for postmenopausal women or for men with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
I find it interesting as we nose around to see who's also in this list, Jay, female billionaires. That's where Taylor Swift is now, officially a billionaire according to Forbes magazine. She's 34 years old and has found herself in this status because of what she can do, what she has done, what she will do. She'll just keep on going because she's got that, right?
And she's music. The only musician who reached billionaire status strictly off of her music, her tours, catalog, all of that, performances, where most other musicians who are billionaires, it's because they also invest in billion-dollar companies. They have their own companies. Rihanna, yes. She's worth billions, and she she's made a lot of money with her music, but she also invests in, like, she invests in, what is it, LVMH, who is the owner, is typically like 1, 2, or 3 on the top billionaires list. She has her own businesses, Fenty, Savage, Savage X, all of that stuff.
There are 34 women at this age, 34, who have $1 billion. I'm looking at the list of who has earned it and who has gotten it. There are a lot of people. I'm looking at a young lady from Norway who has, because of not what she's done, but where she lived, there's going to be that. There's the comparison of those people who have earned it and those people who have inherited it, you know, family money, that kind of stuff. But there still is an interesting list of women. I'm looking at that age only, but then you can turn it around and look at, and I, again, this is kind of a lousy way of looking at things. I'm looking at the 5 richest women in the world, and, you know, among them are the lady from Walmart, Walden, I forget her first name, I think it's Catherine, and how they got their money. And I guess that I pay more attention to the ones who have earned it than the ones who have just, you know, kind of gotten it because of what their name is, much as anything else.
But is it because, is it actually their money now at that point? Like they've inherited it or they are now running the business that is making all that money? Because that's still
the Walton family. Yeah, no, the Walton family is out of it. They just have, you know, the stock and they're all billionaires. But no, it doesn't make, I'm looking at the people who have been smart enough to make it on their own, and Taylor Swift is on top of that list as far as I can see today. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, most puppies and dogs are inclined to jump. They, of course, see nothing wrong with this type of greeting. However, as difficult as it might be for a dog guardian to comprehend, not all people are animal lovers, and many feel uncomfortable and fearful when around a dog. And let's not forget the small child who can easily be knocked down or terrified by such a big, loving oaf. Therefore, it's the owner's responsibility to teach their dog not to jump. Now, I know what you're saying. I love my dogs to jump on me. But what I did first is I taught my dogs never to jump on anyone using their basic obedience, sit, stay, down, and come. And then I use the word puppy up. That's because I'm creative. You can use whatever word you want. I use the word puppy up to let my dogs know that now it's okay to jump. So if I have grandparents or nieces and nephews coming to the house, my dogs will never jump on them and I don't have to worry. But yet when I want to wrestle and play rough with my dogs, all I need to do is look into Skylar or Cisco's eyes, say with a smile on my face, hey guys, puppy up, and they're both jumping up on me. See, you can have the best of both worlds. I'm Warren Eckstein.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing and paying your taxes and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Multiple deaths are now reported. Several more people are injured after a magnitude 7.4 earthquake struck off Taiwan's eastern coast. U.S. Geological Survey confirmed the quake Wednesday morning local time in Taiwan. It is the strongest quake to hit there in 25 years. President Trump is urging the New York judge overseeing his hush money criminal trial to step down from the case. Judge Juan Merchan recently issued a broadened gag order prohibiting Trump from making negative remarks about either his family members or those of Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg. Taylor Swift is on the Forbes World Billionaires list now, ranking number 2,545 on this year's list. It shows the singer-songwriter with a $1.1 billion net worth. Forbes says it's the first time a musical artist has made the list based solely on their songs and performances. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're having a good day.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
And the winner is, everyone's a winner on the Good Day program, and you can be a winner, too. All you have to do is call us, share your thoughts, 855-999-DOUG. Take first place today, 855-999-3684 for Good Day. That was the best role.
What
I'm not going to tell you what happened. You got to watch it and see. You don't know.
I'm good.
You sound like
it's not a spoiler alert anymore after so many years.
Yeah.
It sounds very, very sad.
Yeah, it's kind of sad. My son, my grandson, that's his favorite expression these days. Jasper says, "What happened?" Anything happened? What happened? Well, I'll tell you what happened in the Midwest. There are a couple of things The storm that we were talking about that has gone through the Ohio River Valley, ahead of it, this is like one of those triple whammies, because ahead of it is a snowstorm that has affected some of the higher areas of New York State, western Massachusetts, into Vermont, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, sleet and snow. But the thing is so, it's like wintertime and we're in springtime, but the winds that are blowing around 50, 60, 70 miles an hour are knocking a lot of power out here and there. So one last gasp of winter weather, and then you get into the things in springtime. If you're a worrier and you only look on the dark side rather than the bright side of the road, okay, one storm and another storm. You look ahead for the storms instead of for the sunshine. I'm looking for the sunshine. And apparently where I am, I'm not going to see any until probably the end of the week. Although you should clear out today, Jay, in Ohio, I think, pretty much. That looks like the weather forecast for where you are.
And yeah, he's hoping it clears out, especially for Monday. No clouds.
Yeah, right. Well, you got a long time between now and then. A Michigan woman just claimed a $1 million lottery prize. She was so surprised that she won, she thought, nah, this can't be true. No, I didn't win. This is what I'm talking about. The reason I bring it up now is because I'm just talking about the dark side of the moon or the dark side of the street. Nah, I couldn't win. I don't have any luck. But Anna Marquez of Bay City, Michigan, she did have luck, and she did win a $1 million prize while playing Mega Millions. She purchased the ticket online. I don't even know how to do that. Is it? How do you do? How do you purchase a ticket online? You can do anything online. No.
I think you go to the state or the website itself. Yeah. But I'm not sure if every state allows online purchases.
Yeah, have to look into that. That's it. Maybe a bit. Not where you're, where I am anyway. Okay. So anyway, she only tends to buy Mega Millions tickets when the jackpot starts to get big, and the jackpot that week was well over $1 billion, so she got the deal. I think that was when somebody in New Jersey won the big prize, but anyway, she keeps, no, I can't, you're kidding me. I didn't win. No, she did. Mm-hmm. So congratulations. Yeah, very good. All right, here's a woman who lost out. There's a woman who won and a woman who lost. Yesterday at Logan Airport in Boston, a woman who obviously is not a genius came through with two bags of marijuana. She was going to go to London. She was trying to get on the plane for London last night. And now she's in jail facing charges of trafficking marijuana up to 100 pounds. Her bail was set at $3,000, and she's been ordered to surrender her passport. So there you go.
Wait, is it recreational in Massachusetts?
It's both. Both, yeah. Okay. It's medical.
So did she think she wasn't doing anything wrong because of that?
I'm going to guess. Well, I mean, what do you need 79 pounds of marijuana for? What do you think you're going to do with that? Well, if you got a little bit, that's fine. But 74, what is it, 79 pounds, something like that. Filled up in two suitcases.
Is that a lot? How much does it weigh normally?
well, when you buy, I only know this not because I've smoked it, but because I was almost in the marijuana business back a few years ago, and I know what it was. You know, like an ounce of the marijuana was selling for $5,000 retail, and so. Okay, Matt, multiply that out, and a lot of people buy it now a lot cheaper. There's different grades of marijuana, to be sure. But if you take an ounce of 16 ounces, a pound times like 50, and multiply that times 74, you got a pretty good haul. So that is, she's resting comfortably in the Suffolk County Jail at the moment. One of the other things, we're talking about the weather and what happens in the spring. This is not a springtime event, but it is an event that people will be talking about. See, I strive to, with Jay, talk about things that people will be talking about during the day and maybe during the rest of the week, that we try to sort of play it forward, if you will. And this situation in Taiwan, which is kind of still unfolding, if you haven't heard about this earthquake This is the biggest one in 25 years. Seven people dead already. 700 are injured. Buildings have collapsed. Power outages everywhere. Landslides, you name it. It's a mess. Tsunami warnings that go all the way to the Philippines, southern Japan. So it has, let's see, it was a 7.2 on the Richter scale. Maybe, and the U.S. says it's 7.4. Anyway, so if you were planning to go to Taiwan to, well, never mind Taiwan. If you're planning to go, let's say, to the Philippines for a vacation, I think I'd wait a few days. And this is, you know, people being, the people that are being evacuated. But it may even be the tsunami warning goes to Japan. And what will that do to the coast of, that's always the thing that people wonder about or worry about. You live on the coast. Yeah. Right. Anyway.
But, and I mean, this just, this happened hours ago.
Yeah,
people are,
there's
still rescue efforts. People are still trapped in tunnels.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I remember the last time there was one 25 years ago, my son volunteered, got on a plane with four of his friends, and went over to, as a relief worker for three or four weeks anyway, spent over there helping people that went through stuff. And, you know, when this happens, their requirements for building over there are not as stringent as ours are. So the building in an area where there ought to be stringent rules and regs, there aren't really. And so the houses get washed away, people get washed away, and it becomes a, what a headache. So anyway, one of the world's biggest semiconductor manufacturers is under the circumstances kind of out of business, it looks like, for a while. They had to evacuate all their buildings. And that's the biggest industry that's on Taiwan. And people say, why Taiwan? What do I know about Taiwan? Well, the Chinese government wants to take it over, and they're an independent country. So who knows what's going to happen with that. Meanwhile, Israel, moving over to the Middle East, struggling to contain this situation. The seven aid workers in Gaza were killed yesterday. And so pretty much around the world, there's a lot of condemnation being aimed at Netanyahu. And in Israel, there certainly is more pressure being put on them to stop where they are, the campaign to wipe out Hamas. Many people, I'm not sure where I am on this. I would like to see them go as far as they can to be sure that Hamas was neutralized. But all of this stuff where in, I was thinking back to World War II and what we learned about it in school and maybe even to Korea. Where it was much deadlier, Vietnam, for example, much deadlier than this. But we have, in this era that we're in, the modern era of communication, where everybody knows what's going on the second it happens, with all of these pictures, not the least of which, you see, I weigh the situation in Gaza bad, 30, depends on who you believe, but, you know, there are numbers that float around in the 30,000. People in Gaza have been killed. I don't know what the right number is because I don't believe what Hamas says, and nobody else seems to have what's considered an accurate number. But even if it doesn't make any difference what the number is, there are a lot of people losing their lives that ought not to. But it's war, and these people, you know, it's becoming one-sided, and folks forget that the attack was on Israel by Hamas. And that was orchestrated by Iran. So I continue to try to remind people of that. That doesn't make the situation any better. And I'm guessing that there will be enough pressure on the Israelis to somehow or other. There's a lot of protesting going on in the country itself against Netanyahu. So as a result of what's gone on over there, the charity that was delivering food to the Palestinians have pulled back.
Mm-hmm.
The ships, there were a lot of
well, they pulled back after an Israeli airstrike killed seven of their aid workers. They're trying to protect the rest of their workers.
Right. Yeah, right. So anyway, Netanyahu apologized for it. It was an unintended strike. Certainly innocent people, he says, do not deserve to die. And that's, I think that's the first time he said anything about this. The group was the World Central Kitchen. They'd been coordinating with the military there, the Israelis, to move the stuff in trucks and cars. And so because everybody's got a phone, you can see footage of a car with a logo printed across the roof. That's what they do. You know, when you fly over these things, you can see UN on the top of cars, mm-hmm. or whoever, you know, whatever the charity is. But the drones and the bombs don't see that stuff. And so this is, I think, the repercussions would be serious enough so that the Brits are really putting, and the Canadians are putting pressure, the Polish are putting, there's a lot of pressure on them. And I'm guessing that this may be, we're coming to the end of this one way or another, I think. And I don't know that that's bad. It's just, why is there so damn much hate?
Mm-hmm.
Why did the people in the Palestinians hate the Israelis? Because the United Nations, mostly the United States, carved this area out and gave it to the Israelis after World War II, not to the Israelis, to the Jewish population in Europe. That's why, you know, most of the Jews that are in Israel, they don't look like Semites because they are from, their heritage is Israel, Europe. So, anyway, that's, I take a deep breath every time I talk about this sort of thing. By the way, the program sponsored by Progressive Insurance, as usual, looking for a career? Great pay and benefits? Go online to progressive.com and see what you can get for yourself. Progressive online at progressive.com.
Are you someone who tries to drive while distracted by your phone? Someone who props it on the steering wheel or peeks down at it for a glance? Or just scrolls and scrolls? If so, you could be the next person to get into a fender bender, get a ticket, veer off the road, or even cause a crash that kills you or someone else. Enough already. Put the phone away or pay. Paid for by NHTSA.
There are any number of reasons you might consider selling your home. To move closer to family, live within a smaller budget, or just wanting a change of scenery. Whatever your reasons, having to figure out all the various housing market trends in your area may not be what you signed up for. That's where an agent who is a realtor comes in. Realtors have the expertise to help you find the right price and navigate the process to sell your home in a way that's right for you. That's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. That's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Calitrin, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. www.gcn.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact gcnteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact gcnteam.com. Enlist in gcnteam.com and save America.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I'm distracted with the reading a little bit more about the whole business, what's going on in Taiwan. All right, but it's time now for the Food, Farm, and Family Report on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner. This is National Chocolate Mousse Day. If you have your spoons out, you can find some chocolate mousse. You'll have a wonderful time. These are delicious. Chocolate mousse. Mousse.
Why do they call it mousse? Creamy whipped pudding?
Yeah, that's what it is. Yeah. And the best restaurants have some of the best chocolate mousse. It started over in France. That's kind of why it's called a mousse. M-O-U-S-S-E, as opposed to the Mickey Mousse. This is the chocolate mousse. And so if you're a desire, chocolate's the most, the most popular flavoring. I tend to once in a while find myself eating chocolate chip ice cream with some Hershey's chocolate on top of it. why not?
Chocolate's just pile so it good.
On. Uh-huh. Yeah, it is. Yep. Chocolate started in France being used for desserts and that sort of thing back in the 1600s. And then the mousse was invented in the 1800s and it has become a big thing. You can get an electric mixer for chocolate mousse now. What do? You beat up eggs into a foam. You don't use the yolk, you use the white, right?
If you whip the whites only, that's what makes them like frothy and foamy.
Right. All right, big doings in Europe. Farmers are holding protests all across Europe, clogging the streets. Tractors are blocking ports. The European Parliament is being pelted with eggs. There are a long list of complaints from all of the new environmental regulations to excessive red tape. The One of the leaders of the movement in Paris said, quote, "We are no longer making a living from our profession." And these dramatic protests now are being contemplated here in America because there are similar circumstances. Farmers are not making any money. So they're looking at Italy and Spain and Romania and Poland and Greece and Germany and Portugal, the Netherlands. There are more people that farm in Europe than farm here in America. They have so many regulations, and they're, you know, the Russians are flooding the marketplace with their cheap imports or exports for them because they need money. So this is a major disruption, and there are a lot of farmers here in America who want to do the same thing. The protests and what, you know, I'm looking at some pictures of farmers dumping loads of tires in the middle of some of the superhighways. They've taken, if you go to down to southern France, 91 people were arrested for obstructing traffic down there when they dumped a bunch of manure on the
road. I
was going to
say, didn't they, yeah, weren't they dumping fertilizer at like on parliament lawns?
Yeah, right, yep. It's been going on for a couple of months, but all these guys in their tractors driving all over the place, and their grievances are many. And frankly, we have the same problem here in America. The cost of energy, cost of fertilizer, cost of transporting their goods. And so it's the same thing here. And there are just, what are we going to do? We don't, what is the matter with us that we don't get what it costs? You see prices going up everywhere. You see them in the grocery store going up, but the farmers aren't getting, this is the thing where the greed of these, the big corporations that own the four or five largest chains, grocery chains in the country, they keep squeezing the farmers, keep squeezing them, get the price down so we can make more money. Well, that's not going to work. It can't work. And it won't work. So hopefully through the good intentions of this program and a lot of other people waking up to what's going on, there's a naivete about farming and farmers that we talk about. Actually, we'll be discussing some of this stuff on the American Family Farmer this weekend. It's a program that I do every week, and you can hear it on these same stations. Many of them carry it on the weekend, the American Family Farmer. All right, let's take a quick trip to an island off the coast of, I think this is Ireland. A local grocer's error turned into a successful charity event. 80 chocolate Easter eggs were supposed to be on the stores over the weekend, but accidentally he ordered 80 cases instead of 80 Easter. Just eight. He got 80 cases of eggs instead of 80 eggs. So they put them out and had quite a nice time. Turned into a kind of a national charity drive for these folks. But can you imagine? This is one of the islands off the coast of England. They had 500 eggs.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.